This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan across the country on CBS Sports Network. I was just taking a look ahead to some of the spreads for next week because I think following the Miami Dolphins and the point spreads that they're going to be on them, it's just going to be fascinating. And the 19.5, I mean, it could have been, 39.5, and they still would have covered yesterday. How about the Dallas Cowboys? Early line on that. -21 at home.
Wow. So Al and I were talking about this driving in. I said, there's no way they can be more than 19, can they?
Well, they're home.
I'll take the Cowboys.
Yeah, -21.
Too, but, wow. And how about on a team that looks a lot like the Miami Dolphins right now is the 95 Jets. Oh, man.
They look like they're just not interested.
I'm telling you, you get in there and it's like, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick and Joshua. I don't care who's playing quarterback. It's like hamna. Nobody knows what they're doing. Nobody knows where they're going. It's developing slow.
Yeah,
teams are that they're playing are faster than they are, and they're kicking the living crap out of them.
And how about the Jets Patriots early spread? And this is before the game is played tonight. So let's say the Jets could go on and
but
win.
No, Darnold
35-0, and then Trevor Siemian throws 4 touchdowns. Probably not likely, but this is before tonight.
Pats -12.
Any other guesses? Anybody out there?
Pats -17.5.
All right, Al.
I was going lower, like 12.
17.5 is right, Boomer.
Really?
17.5. The Patriots -17.5. Oof. Man, all of a sudden, this Jets are going to the playoffs thing went right down the old mono toilet.
The mono toilet.
Man, oh, man.
Well, you know, he says he's feeling better, but still, it doesn't matter. They can't put him out on the field until that virus is completely out of his body. And I know he's feeling better because at least now he has a diagnosis, and I'm sure they're giving him some things to help, you know, speed along or pump up his immune system to try to get this virus out of the body. But it's just, you know, it's just nature, man. Everybody's a little bit different. And, you know, hopefully he thinks he'll be back after the bye, but we'll see.
All right, Jerry, I know you got a lot over there, so let's get to you. What do you got?
Well, we do have a lot. We'll start with the football, and we'll start at MetLife Stadium yesterday, where the Bills have certainly made it their home for the last couple of weeks. Giants get out to the early lead, give up the lead, and then fall behind.
It's 1st and 10 at the Giants 14 in a 7-7 game, but the Bills threatening. Allen, handoff left for Singletary, gets a block. Baker got pushed away, and Singletary just walks in for the touchdown.
Bob yeah. Popper.
I think he said it perfectly. He just kind of walked right in. Bob Popper the call on the Fan. Bills wind up winning 28-14. Josh Allen would have a rushing touchdown. He would throw for one. Frank Gore would cap the game. And the Bills go to 2-0 while the Giants fall to 0-2. Eli Manning, 26 of 45, 250, a touchdown, 2 picks. Saquon Barkley, a buck 7, and a touchdown. Here's Pat Shurmur, 0-2 again, 6th time in 7 years. Fans deserve better.
We got great fans. And they deserve to see wins. And at this point, at least through today, we haven't won. And so we got to do what we can to win and help them feel better about things.
So at 0-2, time for a quarterback change, perhaps, coach?
I think we got to look at how our team played, and we got to just go back and take steps to get better in all areas. I don't think that's a conversation for right now. I think everybody's got to play better.
You know, the thing that drives me nuts about the quarterback thing is that if you bring it up, whether you're a reporter with Pat Shurmur or us or whatever, the initial defense is, it's not all Eli's fault. Well, that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is exactly what Boomer said. What's the plan? Like, really? To have a 38-year-old, $22, $24 million a year quarterback who is not getting it done, and the team around him is just filled with rookies and not good players, quite frankly. What's the point? There's no point in having him out there.
He's the best.
Even if he was playing his ass off, it wouldn't matter.
Not if they're not winning.
It doesn't matter.
Yep.
So whatever. It's going to be a long year, man.
Here's Barkley. What if we told you a couple of weeks ago you guys be 0-2?
I would have said you're a liar, to be clearly honest, because that's how much confidence I have in this team.
Now we get to Janoris Jenkins, this gem. He says we did do some things well.
Did some bright spots, but we don't need bright spots. We need spots bright all day.
Yes. It's one of my favorite sayings. You've been using that my whole life. We need spots that are bright all day.
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. He does say we need to be better.
Oh, you got to tighten up, baby. Man, it's the NFL, baby. You got people on the line. You got jobs on the line. You got family you got to feed.
I love this guy.
Here's the quote that I do not have audio for. I cannot find it. I've got feelers out there trying to get it. He said, quote, "Who can cover somebody for 10 seconds? Go look at it within the first 5 seconds of the route. My guy's not open. If he scrambles and we ain't got no pressure, what you want me to do? I can't cover this guy side to side. Come on, bro."
Yeah, I mean, is he wrong?
So no, he's not wrong. But then someone says, you know, you're calling out your team, maybe to kind of get them going.
I ain't calling nobody out. I said we got to get pressure. You just called them out. Thank you. Next question.
That's it.
You called them out. You called him out. Thank you. Aha, joke's on you.
Oh, God.
No, he absolutely did call him out. I mean,
and he's not wrong.
It is a tough thing to say, though. I mean, it's basically taking the blame off of you and saying that if there was any pressure, I would be doing my job. But it is bad, though. I mean, they don't have a single guy that you feel like can get to the quarterback.
No, and they had a couple, but not much yesterday again. And guys are running. There was one I retweeted. Ralph Macchiato put out a funny tweet yesterday that said, when Eli Manning scrambles, it's fun to watch the receivers just stand there and watch him scramble.
I mean, he's got nobody.
Nobody comes back to the ball. No one does anything.
I mean, every time he drops back, it's just like, what the hell's going to happen? You know what I'm saying? That's what it feels like. It's like, what the hell's going to happen? It's either going to be the ball's going to get tipped at the line of scrimmage. He's going to get sacked. He's going to throw a pick. It's going to be a duck. It's just every time he drops back, you're like, oh my God, here we go.
And the TJ Jones made a great catch in the back of the end zone on that one play for a touchdown. Cody Latimer left early in the fourth with a concussion. And we know Sterling Shepard didn't play because of a concussion as well. The Giants are in Tampa on Sunday. Jets and Browns tonight. Beckham back. Sam Darnold, C.J. Mosley, and Quinnen Williams are all out, which is why we did not do anything with that pick on Friday. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Sunday night game. Falcons and Eagles and a late score for Atlanta.
Snap to Ryan. Here comes Philly. Quick throw. This is Julio Jones. 45-40. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Atlanta. Holy goodness smokes.
That's how you execute a wide receiver screen.
I'd say so.
That was absolutely perfectly executed by the Falcons.
Wes Durham on Falcons Radio, 24-20. The final. Eagles had a chance late, but came up short on a first down run. Right, exactly. Yeah. And they reviewed it, did they not?
Yes, they did.
They looked at it, no good. Rams beat the Saints. So a couple of things here. Rams beat the Saints 27-9. Drew Brees leaves the game in the first quarter with a thumb injury.
The change has come, and I hurt my thumb.
Yes, true, you did. You did.
Oh, okay.
You also had, when the game was still 3-3, this play.
That ball's out. Picked up by the Saints and Jordan. And now they're saying incomplete pass. And they've blown it dead. Jordan's down the sideline, but Wolf Anderson is saying incomplete pass, no fumble, with pressure by Onyemata.
Yeah, Joe Buck on Fox. The problem is, Jordan says, that's not usually how they handle things. Usually you let the play go and then decide what happened.
Normally you let the play happen. Referee. Usually tells you you let the play happen and then you go back and review the play.
Jordan later tweeted, no disrespect to Foot Locker.
Yes, exactly. So they get screwed again, and it was obvious. And even Jared Goff said after the game, you know, I thought it was a fumble and we caught a break because that should have been a touchdown for the Saints. And unfortunately, it did not turn out that way, and they didn't score in that next drive.
Yeah, I don't think there's a conspiracy against the Saints, but if I were a Saints player, fan, or owner, I would think that there was. Because it's like every week now. I mean, you come back after that long offseason, have to deal with that horrendous pass interference, and now weeks one and two, there's been critical plays that the officials have screwed up.
Now, the Bears have had trouble with their kicking, we know. Clearly, the last couple of minutes of the Denver-Chicago game was wacky, but the Bears do line up for a long field goal for the win.
Scales down the ball, O'Donnell to the hole from the right hash, angle to the left, good placement, boot by Eddie Pinheiro, kick to the uprights, and the kick is good for the win! Pinheiro with the narrow kick to send Denver down as time expires. Bears 16, Denver 14. They escape with a victory on the road.
Pinheiro with the Dinheiro
kick. I like
kick.
That. Yeah, that's okay. Pretty good.
Yeah, money.
Money. Yeah, I know what it
I
is.
I just want it for people. Okay. I know.
Pinheiro, okay. Dinheiro.
There might be some people who didn't know. So,
how about the fact that there was a rough in the pass
on Bradley Chubb, which was a joke.
It was ridiculous. And then on top of that, you have a completed pass in the middle of the field, and somehow, miraculously, there's still one second on the clock.
Right. I know.
Did they ever explain that?
No. They said that Mitch Trubisky called timeout. You know, I guess he turned around to the official, but so if I turn around to you and I go timeout, how long does that take?
I mean, at least a second.
And the guy is not even down on the ground yet.
Right.
I mean, that should have never happened.
Is he allowed to turn to the official and say, as soon as this play's over, timeout? Is that allowed? Because that would be the only way that makes sense.
I remember, I can only go through personal experience, saying to the official, look, I'm calling timeout as soon as the play is over. Just be aware of it. So I'm sure that I would think that, well, I'm not sure, but I would hope that Matt Nagy would have said something to Mitch Trubisky, who then would have said something to the referee.
I think the Bradley Chubb thing was worse, to be honest with you.
What are they looking at?
Just, I mean, all it was a tackle. I mean, it was a form tackle. And he didn't drive him into the ground, didn't lay his body weight on top of him. It was a totally normal football play.
No. Bears wind up winning 16-14 with the Dinheiro from Pinheiro. Chiefs and Raiders out in Oakland, and there wasn't a lot of scoring here in the first, third, or fourth quarters. But boy, oh boy, in the second, KC lighted up.
Takes the snap right at his belt, turns the right hip. Now he's going to gun it long. He wants DeMarcus Robinson coming back to the ball. He's got it in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. DeMarcus Robinson, it's his turn to have the game of his life. And the Chiefs have four consecutive touchdowns.
Do you think we see a 600-yard passing game?
Yes,
Patrick
I do.
Mahomes?
I do. He had 443 yesterday. And last week he was well over 330 in the second quarter before he got hurt. Yeah. I think he's capable of it.
Yeah,
yes.
You need someone else to play the other part, though. I mean, it's got to be a game where he's up
did
against
they play
somebody.
The Dolphins?
Yeah, but I mean, they'll probably take him out of the game by then. You need to have a back and forth game where it's tight, right? Throwing the entire time.
So that would be the Patriots would be a team like that, or.
But you know,
how about if they put the Ravens? Maybe
I don't know. Ravens have a really good defense.
I mean, Lamar Jackson's ridiculous.
I know he's been great. He looks great throwing the ball.
Look. Yesterday, between Baltimore and Arizona, that's the new NFL.
Sure.
Wide open, guys running all over the place, quarterbacks running around, balls in the air. I mean, that's essentially
it's funny
the
though,
Big 12.
I watched a lot of that game because I needed the Cardinals. And a part of that, too, at least watching it, is the guys, they don't know if the quarterback's going to run. Is he going to throw it?
What's the RPO? That's the whole
really
thing.
Difficult.
That's what's going on. You have these athletes. When I say athletes, I mean good in a good way. I mean, you know, it's often like we're talking yesterday about, you know, quarterbacks at the NFL today. And most coaches will tell you they want their quarterbacks to be multi-sport athletes. I want to see a guy who's got the best free throw shooting on his basketball team. I want to see the captain of the baseball team. I want to see him playing football. I want to see him doing a lot of different things. And that will translate to being a really good quarterback when you finally get, you know, to the highest level. So it's a real positive when you have great athletes on the field. Like, When I see 5'10" little pipsqueak, you know, Kyler Murray running around out there throwing balls, I'm like, geez,
it's
how
fun.
The hell is he doing that?
It's fun to watch.
You know why? Because he's a great athlete.
Yeah. And if they could have got the ball in the end zone when they were inside the 10-yard line, it would have been a different game, but they didn't. Ravens wound up winning 23-17. Lamar Jackson, as you point out, 272 through the air, a couple of touchdowns, 120 on the ground. Packers get out to a 21-0 lead and fend off the Vikings 21-16. I'll leave that to you. Ben Roethlisberger, an elbow injury. Seahawks beat the Steelers 28-26. Colts over the Titans 19-17. Jacoby Brissett, go ahead, touchdown to T.Y. Hilton. Adam Vinatieri missed a couple of extra points. We'll see if he's retiring today. He said you'll hear from me tomorrow. Texans beat the Jaguars 13-12. Houston stops Leonard Fournette on a two-point conversion with 30 seconds to go after this Gardner Minshew had a tremendous drive to get them down the field and score. You also had the situation on the sideline with Doug Marrone and Jalen Ramsey screaming at one another. Well, Ramsey screaming at him. Marrone asked what exactly happened at that point in the game.
There's a lot of emotion in the game, I'm sure. I don't know. I can't recall.
So I was watching the NFL Network last night and then watching Deion Sanders criticizing Doug Marrone for his actions in this whole thing.
Oh, sure. That's a shocker that Deion had the players.
Listen, this is your dog, man. You got to take care of your dog. And, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the second week in a row where a defensive player for the Jacksonville Jaguars has actually
lost their mind.
I don't even know. How would you describe it? Just nuts.
Yep.
Just completely nuts.
And then composed himself and actually gave the coach a pat on the back. It was weird watching it. Because I guess it was he wanted him to challenge a play.
Yes, there was a completed pass that he thought was incomplete. I think DeAndre Hopkins, and he was going against DeAndre all day long. So he's in an intense battle,
right.
and I get all that. But man, if the coach is like, man, we're not sure. I can't drop the red flag. I don't have the time to sit here and argue with my own player over something that the guy up in the box is telling me don't throw the red flag because we can't tell. And this guy's losing his mind on the field, and the coach is like, what the F is going on?
Right. That team, Jack or Jalen Ramsey, they got no respect for Doug Marrone because you don't act like that.
So now Doug Marrone has been challenged. So now he's got to go over and challenge his player because
if he doesn't,
then he's going to look like he's spineless.
Yep.
And then you got guys like Deion. Yeah, man, you got to steal off his back. And I'm like, what? He started it. What is wrong with people?
Deion's
tell
former
me what
team,
is wrong with people.
I can't, man.
They
I
all
can't.
Suck.
Yeah, that's right. People are garbage, as Jerry says. Right? Trash. Garbage.
Actually, Al, what did you say in the car this morning?
I don't recall. What did I say?
No, don't
I really
do
don't.
That.
I don't remember.
About people? What did you say?
They're the worst.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Time out. I was with you out Friday night, and you were a celebrity.
Yes.
And you were being mobbed by
this wasn't about
of people.
Friday night. This was
and
not
you
about
love
Friday
the
night.
People. You I love did. Being a part of the people.
Oh, I love celebrity.
Your celebrity.
Yeah, mine.
But
yes.
This was not about Friday night. He spoke very highly about Friday night, had himself a great time.
Oh, okay.
It was about something else to where he uttered the words, people are
it was
the
probably
worst.
Somebody weaving in and out of traffic at 3:00 in the morning.
No, that's not what it was. That's not what it was.
You know what it was, Jerry.
I don't remember, but it was not traffic related. It was not. The Niners
that
beat
like
the Bengals.
3 hours ago, right?
Yeah,
I wouldn't remember either.
41-17, Ravens over the Cardinals. Well, he said that. And the Patriots, 43, the Dolphins, nothing. So much for giving up the 19 points. Antonio Brown, 4 early catches, 56 yards and a touchdown, and then scooted his ass into the front row of the seats for the Patriots. The Yankees beat the Blue Jays 6-4. Randall Grichuk, homers twice, go-ahead three-run shot in the fifth. You also had, I guess the good news would be Dellin Betances back this weekend, Jordan Montgomery back, but the Yankees are now tied with the Astros for the best record in baseball at 98-53. Houston beat KC 12-3, and the Mets played the Sunday night game with the Dodgers, led 2-0. Brandon Nimmo, you want to teach someone how to hit, watch his at bat before the two-run triple, but it wasn't enough. They wound up losing 3-2. Chris Taylor, game-tying RBI double in the eighth. Jed Jerko, who scored the tying run, then had the go-ahead two-out pinch hit, or rather the pinch hit RBI single in the ninth, the RBI single, whatever. Seth Lugo, the loss. Justin Wilson really struggled in the eighth inning. He gave up the lead. Mets in Colorado tonight, they're 77-72. They are now 4 games and back for the second wild card spot because the Cubs beat, I don't know what the Pirates did this weekend, 16-6. They scored, 14, 19, and 16 runs. Does that sound right?
That's right.
Which was just a joke. Chicago plays Cincinnati tonight. They're 2 games behind St. Louis in the Central. Brewers beat the Cardinals on a Ryan Braun Grand Slam. Milwaukee 1 game behind Chicago as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.